Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Ooh, yes! And we got a show for you. Oh, boy. You know, every week we have a commitment to bring value, and it's guided in by my daily prayer that I'll share with you in case you might like it. And, of course, I invite you to make up a daily prayer of your own that helps inspire you. Mine goes like this. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, that's what we're up to here at Advanced Living Radio.
Carol is with us now.
Each week, we are going to bring you guests that help to call forth some real value to your life. And as we get started with the program today, I want to take just a moment to say a thank you to our sponsor. And the sponsor of our show is Advanced LivingComfort.com. When you go to AdvancedLivingComfort.com, you're going to the home of the comfort technology. Many customers call it a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. And you go, what's a Clark Kent clock with superpowers? Well, when you look at it, it looks like a stylish little oval clock that you'd see on your desk or nightstand or travel with in your suitcase. And when you plug it in, like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room, or having a holy person there just with this beautiful, beautiful energy. And, of course, in our high-tech modern world, you might have been seeing where the World Health Organization, May of last year, calls wireless communication, the Wi-Fi, smart meters, cell phones, all that stuff, is now a Class 2B carcinogen, like in the same category is DDT, and lead. So bad, bad stuff living in our high-tech electric world. But the good news, the comfort technology, it'll help. And so what are we going to do? Let's have some fun. What about a magic, magic day? You wouldn't think that if we get burned, like in the matches, stove, gasoline, there's just so many ways that people, scalding, the hot water, hot food, you name it. And, oh, my gosh, the terrible things that can happen with burns and the scarring and the pain and, oh, geez, I mean, and then worst of all, someone has some severe burns, the breakdown of the immune system and infection that can set in, and it's that more than a few people have died from this stuff. Well, what if there was a real story of hope and some salvation from burns? And what, I know you're going to be sitting here going, oh, come on, this can't be. What if the help was free and could be shared globally? And you're thinking, okay, I don't know, boy, this is way off the chart in terms of probably like I've had too much or not enough to drink or need my medication adjusted because I'm talking pretty strange, huh? Well, thank God I don't have to carry this conversation on all by myself. There's an amazing woman that's going to help us to learn more, and I'll tell you a bit about our guest today, Allison McDermott. This is a woman that spent a good 10 years being a nurse in England, in the UK, and like so many in the medical field, became disillusioned with mainstream health care, and she left their National Health Service to learn natural healing modalities and did traveling extensively in Europe and Canada and the United States. Well, about 8 years ago, Allison met the founder of what's called Fire Burn Doctor, and she became a student of his work and has witnessed this medically impossible result actually coming true and working beautifully on hundreds of people, including herself, her children, and all kinds of health crises. Since then, she's been helping to get the word out literally worldwide about the Fire Burn Doctor team, which aims and intends and is in process of wiping out the global statistics on burns and to give the public direct physical proof of the results that they're producing. And Allison is the mother of two teenagers, and she now resides in northern Los Angeles County. So let's welcome on our wonderful guest. Hello, Allison.
Hello, Ken. Thank you so much for having us on, and I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, this is fabulous. I am just excited. Would you help us get started with some stuff? I mean, Fire Burn Doctors, like that there's a team. Tell us, who is this team of doctors?
Well, the Fireburn Doctor Team are a grassroots volunteer organization of healthcare professionals, former healthcare professionals or still in that profession. The head of our team is Medical Doctor Joseph Watson. We're a group that have all seen this technology work, and we can't shut our mouth. We're campaigning now to go, well, we are grassroots, and we're aiming to reach all the mothers worldwide, a million mothers every Monday, until every mother worldwide has the number for Fireburn Doctor in their cell phones and stuck to their refrigerator doors. It's an extraordinary technology that provokes the body to fix itself in minutes and done remotely from a distance. You could describe it as remote doing. We've been grassroots now for just over 2 years when we were first featured on Coast to Coast. Following a Grateful Burn case who put a video on YouTube saying, thank you, really, then this works, we decided to go with it, the social media, and get this word out direct to the public, because we've been working really hard for years with the mainstream institutes, burn centers, the fire chiefs, politicians, Congress, you name them. We contacted them, showed them proof, but they didn't help us. So still we wanted to reach everybody, so we've been using radio shows and Twitter and Facebook to get the word out about this free humanitarian service that provokes a massive acceleration in the body's ability to fix itself, regardless of whether they believe it or not. So we've had over 500 cases so far from 33 countries and 44 states in the U.S., where people have heard me or somebody on a radio show, or they've met one of the team members, and they've stuck that little number, 818-332-6445, in their cell phones, And then later on, when they've burned themselves, they've simply called up, taken 30 seconds to call that number and left their basic data, which is name, date of birth, place of birth, or a photograph, and it can be any photograph of the face of the person needing help. And then they just sit back and watch what happens. And regardless what they believe, even if they think it's hogwash, this is not a placebo, their burns pain is disappearing in minutes. The red marks and the blisters are receding to next to nothing in hours. And even in really severe cases, the third, fourth degree, fifth degree burn cases that are the skin is absolutely gone, it re-epithelizes. It regrows skin to the point of no scars. So it's very exciting work, and we want everyone to have that number in their back pocket so they know what to do in case they burn themselves.
And that number again is?
It's 818-332-6445. And if you're dialing from outside the U.S., then 6001 at the front.
Now, what's that again?
It's 818-332-6445.
Right, and then you said something after that?
Then if you're calling from outside of the U.S., then you would use 001 to reach the U.S. Otherwise, it's a standard fixed-price call, and it's nothing that we make any money from. Nobody is doing this for money. There's no money involved. You'll never be asked for anything other than, please call us back and tell us what happened. We are keeping reports on this, documenting the cases, and we ask people to send us a testimony and either by voice message on the same number, or they can leave an email at fireburndoctor@aol.com and write to us. But it's for everybody, and we want this number out in all countries, particularly third world countries where they don't even have access to mainstream medicine and hospitals, but they might have access to a cell phone. Well, somebody in their community might have a cell phone, in which case that's all they need, and they can call us. Or they can text the information, too. So it's real easy to use. And this is a public test. It's a public test so people can see for themselves, see the proof. And after we've got tens of thousands of cases documented, we'll be then going into the training phase, which in itself will also be free. There'll never be any charges with Fireburn Doctor. And we're all volunteers. We do this for nothing. And it's a huge thrill to be able to do it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, you got to love this. And I had heard about you folks a couple years ago and was interested. And then in the midst of busyness, I misplaced the information. And thank goodness I got back in touch with you, because here you are, a few years later, still carrying on with the same thing, and it's like, okay, time to really understand this better and to help, because I don't know what you get, but as I'm listening to you, if I'm sitting here and thinking about all that's going on in the world and the number of politicians or corporate leaders, bankers, people that have just flat out sold out, been bought out, lie, have no integrity, and affect the lives of millions of people, it's like, well, no wonder more than a few folks are a bit skeptical. They've been lied to for generations. I mean, we've had the Federal Reserve stealing money from us for almost 100 years now, and so this is like way too long, and here you're coming and going, well, you ever been burnt? Well, you know, just call up and we're going to fix that, and this is exciting. What I wonder, you know, someone's thinking, well, is this real? And then if it is, why are you folks doing this? And is there something, some evil intent? Because we have to wonder about this, given the state of the world that we're in. So please take this gently, just to know that some people hearing about this, you know, could be thinking, oh, okay, yeah, they're going to do something nice, but then they steal our soul, and then we have to keep paying them money and all this kind of stuff. I know that's not the case, but I just wanted to bring that up so it could be addressed.
Well, that's okay. First off, you do not have to believe this. It's not on placebo. you can think it's hogwash and whatever else you might call it, but do it anyway on the way to the hospital. Secondly, this provokes the wiring, the template that exists in all living things, and so is inherently good. You're born with this mechanism to fix burns, but with the blocks of fear and pain and trauma that are in the global consciousness, we can't access that faculty directly ourselves. And I mean, there are some people that can override that their pain and burns, but to cause the re-epithelization of third and fourth degree burns is medically and scientifically, at least according to reductionist science, impossible. Your third point, whether there was any evil intent or anything, and this is quite an antithesis to this, if I may explain how this works, people may have some familiarity with the life continuum, the biofield, the quantum field that Carl Jung and indeed Einstein identified. That field we have become separate from. Through years of genealogical programming and many other things, we've become detached from that field. But what we have here is someone who is not detached from that field. The Fireburn Doctor, in fact, is able to surf that biocontinuum that unites us all. And just in seconds, with a few pieces of basic data that you really can't do anything deleterious with anyway, and incidentally, our data is protected under the HIPAA laws because our team member is a medical doctor, what's happening is that our biomatrix hacker, which is what he's doing, is able, there's no separation in that field, he's able to locate in seconds the burn victim and cause a provocation of that wiring, that template that is inherent within all living things. And that is a perfect, pristine template that we end up corrupting consciously or unconsciously through our free will making less than healthy choices. The result is that when someone burns themselves, it's fear, pain, shock and trauma, panic are the brain's reactions. And the brain goes into this kind of crazy overreaction that actually impairs the body fixing itself. And what this technology does, and I'll tell you what the name of it is in a second, is it bypasses that fear-pain reaction and then provokes the body to fix itself, which then causes an immunological surge which fixes the burn. We all have this wiring inherently within us. And that's what's so heartening, because this takes place in literally seconds. Once that data is known, then they can be located. Their signature, their imprint in that biocontinuum has them be locatable. So they can then see what happens. And most people know that burns hurt like crazy, even the little ones, right? They really do. The little ones are excruciating for days. They blister. They can go septic, and you'll need to bandage it, blah, 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 just for the little ones. Well, when people are seeing that even their little burns, their pain is gone in minutes, and they're disappearing altogether, sometimes in first and second degree burns, they are very shocked. It's not what the medical standard is, which is already known, and they know that, according to medical standards, that the skin in a third and fourth degree burn simply does not regrow. And there's nothing much except reconstructive surgery, skin grafts, and cooling gels that the medical have to offer in taking care of burns. Well, our purpose in getting this known to the public is twofold. One is we intend to eradicate the scourge of burns that accounts for millions of deaths worldwide. In fact, the statistic is bigger than HIV and AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is, and it's unnecessary. This has been available for 6 years. But we tried all the mainstream institutes, the mainstream science, the medical, and the governments. We've been everywhere, slapped them with proof, but they still did nothing. So we want the public to know this is here, that it's accessible, that it's provable, but there's nothing better than the pudding. Proof of the pudding is in your own body or in a friend that you see who's burned themselves, minor or severe, who's suddenly out of pain. Suddenly is the blisters are going down, the red marks disappearing, and it's shriveling up and going brown in a matter of hours, like it's 2-3 week-old burn. That is shocking, and it's the most visual proof that we can give to the public that shows this is true, which they can test. burns are commonplace, happening in our households all the time. We have glass blowers and engineers and hairstylists, all kinds of folks who are occupational hazard is that they're burning themselves quite regularly.
How do the hairstylists have so many burns?
Well, they have curling tongs and other hair things that heat up to extreme temperatures.
Oh, my.
And, you know, burns are very commonplace. Anyone who bakes knows just how commonplace they are. And that's why it's a very visible, tangible, solid physical proof that people can see for themselves. And every one of our burn cases is shocked and grateful and awed at how this is done. And yet it's a very, very fundamental principle that we've just been cut off from for too long. And, you know, it's time now to see the proof. And this is how people can know it's true.
Wow, I love it. You're talking about, for instance, this bioenergy that pervades all of life. And I was just thinking how, for most of us, while that profound connection seems to have been interrupted, we still will see if we get a little cut or for the guys, if they nick themselves shaving, whatever, the body will heal those things.
And you, with
your background in nursing, so you know that there are some areas in which our natural connection to self-healing is in place. But you're indicating that with this modern civilization, and I don't know if it's because disconnection from nature, all the strange energies on the planet that we've had. I mean, this goes back electricity, man-made electricity, the late 1890s, and now for 100-plus years, a huge increase in the amount of electric energy. And it was back in the 1930s when one of the doctors, B.J. Palmer, who was the son of D.D. Palmer, who brought forth the wonderful chiropractic work in the late 1800s, he wrote a book called The Known Man, and in it he describes how to do their healing work, they would have to build special chambers to block the electrical interference because it was having a negative effect on the people's skin, on their nervous system, as well as electrical equipment that they were using. So, I mean, that's just one example of some of the things that could be having this effect as we start to see more and more. And to me, it's fabulous that here is this doctor, and his name again is?
Well, the head of our U.S. team is Dr. Joseph Watson. He's a medical doctor practicing out of California, but he's a student of this technology. The Fireburn Doctor originator is in Europe, and what we're doing is that one of the things that we want is that the proof is out everywhere, absolutely everywhere, before we talk about the other work that he does, because he's been doing work for 25 years on all kinds of health maladies and crises with profound results, which is not exactly made him very popular with the mainstream institutions.
Dr. Joseph Watson is a medical doctor?
He's a medical doctor. That means your data supplied is protected under the HIPAA laws. It also means other healthcare professionals like EMTs and firefighters and emergency crews can send that data in without compromising their work ethic. And also, you know, we treat all data collected with the same reverence and respect, and it's never released without permission.
Yeah.
And but the people, even if they're worried about that, they can send a photograph, and it can be an old photograph. Say you've got some 75-year-old lady who's burned herself in the kitchen or worse, in a house fire. We want to take care of the severe burns. That somebody else could have a photograph of that elderly lady, and they could send by SMS, text, a photograph of that photograph when she was a little girl. It's still the signature in that life continuum. It still makes them locatable in seconds, and it's enough information for us to get to work right away. But there was another point you made about, you know, stealing souls and things. You know, the life is sacred, and life is a continuum that imbues us all, and the distractions of our senses and this physical world is what steals the soul. This is proof that there can be a reestablishment, there can be a like jump lead to that sacred place within all living things that can fix anything. And that's what the huge message of hope is, that this is an antithesis to fear. Burns, even the little ones, they trigger something primordial, a deep terror about fire, burning to death. Fire, death by fire and being hurt by fire is a very huge fear. We are terrified of it.
Oh,
but it's that fear is an unconscious level, and you wouldn't think that that was the saboteur in a minor burn, but it is. It comes up unseen and ruins the body's capacity to fix it. This is a bypass technology that bypasses fear and trauma. Hint, hint. This is us demonstrating this direct to the public, and it can be trained in a very, very short period to many, many, many others. That's the goal. Once we've got documented cases worldwide, thousands of them, then we'll be going into that phase, and people can take this training into their own communities also for free.
Ah.
And there'll never be any money ever made on fireburn doctors. Not what this is about. It's to show everyone this is here, this is proof, and nobody else can do it, not any other community. And it's not quite the same as Qi. When we think of Qi, when body workers, they work with Qi, and they have all kinds of effects on our bodies. Which
oh, okay, you're talking like in the Oriental, an acupuncturist, and they talk about
Reiki,
the Qi.
That's right. Well, it's more fundamental than that. In fact, the founder was put in a Faraday cage, which anyone who knows about physics will know that is a vault that blocks out the electromagnetic frequencies that come into the vault or out of the vault. He was tested in one of these cages in 2001 and provoked massive shifts. This was in California Institute of Human Sciences, and he provoked massive shifts in a volunteer in New York, which proved it was something more fundamental than just the electromagnetic frequencies of our physical universe. Sacred life is more fundamental than that. It's the whole deal. And to be able to surf that is a transcendental activity, which we've got, lobotomized from over the millennia, over the centuries. And it's time people knew it was true. It's time it was here. And it's time we wiped out the scourge of burns in the meantime. So test it, everybody. Stick that number in your phone. If I may repeat it again, it's 818-332-6445. And if you're outside the U.S., it's 001 at the beginning. And test it for yourselves, even if you think it's rubbish. Do it anyway, on the way to the hospital.
Yes. Wow. Wow. And thank you for including that when someone's not sure. So it's like take medical precautions that it would be standard.
Well.
So head for the hospital.
Yes.
And while you're on your way, what do you got to lose? Call the number and check this out. See if it does you any good.
What the heck? Exactly. Or we say do your usual medical interventions. Run your hand under the cold faucet, whatever you would normally do. But the fact that what happens when you've called us is radically different and radically more accelerated is shocking to everyone who's participated. And they know something very profound happened to them, because everyone knows what happens with burns.
Oh, yeah. Now, is there a website that has some information about this?
Yes, there is. It's www.fireburndoctor.com, the full spelling of doctor. And do check out the news page where this technology was used for a little African girl in Ghana who had horrific, and I mean horrific, third, fourth degree burns, over 40% of her body. Herself and her brothers and sisters were pulled from a house fire. In fact, she was taken to hospital. The doctors did not think she was going to make it. But fortunately, somebody in the local town knew about Fireburn Doctor, and although they called it in 3.5 hours too late, because we urge you, please call within the first 30 minutes of the accident. This burn was called in 4 hours after the accident, and we had no clue how it would fare, what would happen. But she regrew skin. Her pain stopped. She regrew skin with no scarring. Even the pigment from her African skin returned to pristine. And that's what needs to happen for all these people, that you all of you will know that horrible disfiguring scars and deformities caused by burns. This is unnecessary. So long as we get to hear about it within the first 30 minutes, it won't even raise into that damage. It is that rogue brain signal that causes the ongoing damage after the thermal exposure. And it's that rogue, fear-based, trauma-based, panic brain signal that messes everything up and causes edema, neurotoxins. It causes a ridiculous overreaction in the body, which then puts their life at risk. We want to interrupt the burn before it happens to that extent.
Huh. You know, that's an interesting principle that you're talking about. Most of us have heard the expression, life is what you make it. And so you think, or another saying, it's not what happens in life that counts, it's how you take it or how you interpret what happens. And if I'm hearing correctly, when we get burned, there's a part of us that is not there casual, like, oh, I got burned, it'll be okay, it'll heal just fine. It's more like, I got burned, oh my God, I could die from this.
Yes, it's that, and also the excruciating pain. Even the little burns, first and second degree burns, they are ridiculously painful. And there is nobody who, if they've been pulled out of a house fire or a terrorist bombing or industrial accident where they've been burned severely, there's nobody who could override the pain of a third, fourth degree burn. They'd have to be of a transcendental, have a transcendental relationship themselves to be able to do that. And that's what we seek to prove is here, and that it can be provoked in minutes, and demonstrate physical proof that the medical scientific genres simply cannot produce.
Huh.
So it's extremely exciting.
Wow. Wow. This is such a great thing to me of brotherhood and intervention. As I was growing up, I had a roommate, and the kid that I was living with, his dad was involved in doing some remodeling type of work. That was his profession. And on a job, he was using a circular saw, and something slipped, and he ended up slicing his stomach. I mean, a big, deep cut. And what was so interesting was, on his own, he was able to basically relax about it and stop the bleeding almost immediately, which was quite shocking to the people when he went into the hospital to get it stitched up. And so with this, I mean, I'm sitting here going, wow, okay, and someone that's burned and is in a bunch of pain, that might be a little hard for them to access these amazing faculties that are within us. You're saying they're within us, and we don't have to be able to reach that level of ability. Simply calling, and the number again is what?
It's 818-332-6445.
Okay. Just a quick call to that number within 30 seconds, a minute, as quickly as possible, and another person can help to access that place of that healing and that peace and that ability to transmute things that is within everyone. Wow.
Yep, but incidentally, you know, it's people leave their data on a voicemail. They're not answered directly. When they call up and they leave their basic data, their name, their date of birth, their place of birth, or their SMS photograph, they're called back within a few minutes, and they're just asked to verify that it is indeed the correct data, and said, just carry on as best you can about your normal day and just try and take your mind off it. That's it. There's no coaching on the phone. There's no suggestion. There's no nothing. It's a clerk at the other end who just verifies the data. But within minutes, they are already experiencing the pain plummeting. They're experiencing their blisters shriveling up if they've risen even at all. And that's the pudding. That's the proof of the pudding. It's nothing to do with coaching. And moreover, we've taken care of babies, animals, and people who did not even know a relative had called through their data. But by the time they got to the ER room, that they left in excruciating agony, and they arrived at the ER room with no pain. And that's the point, is that this doesn't rely on any conscious coaching or any belief, no placebo. Babies have no belief systems, right? So, and neither do animals. So it's regardless of wherever you're at, and you can still think it's hogwash. It's fine, but do it anyway. That's the point. And what I am wondering, we've got a few burn cases in the background. Are they still there, do you think? We're on time here.
Well, I hope so. They usually will be through.
I'm here.
Me
can
know.
You hear me?
Are you taking callers? Yes.
If there's some callers coming in, would you please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Great. This is Carol calling from the Hill Country in Texas. And I can attest to everything. I love that you used the word magic, Ken, at the beginning, and I can attest that this is so beyond any trick. This is real. And my story happened 2 years ago on Thanksgiving. It was a happy party. I was cooking for an organic farmer and his farm help. I pulled out of a 350-degree oven, I pulled a hot iron skillet filled with cornbread, turned the cornbread upside down on the platter, and put the burning hot skillet in a dry sink. At that moment, my friend Hans, the farmer, came by wanting to help. My back was turned, and he wrapped his great big farm hand around the handle of that iron skillet that had just come out. He screamed, and immediately I could see that he had three huge white blisters. His hand was searing red, and while the other people were plunging his hand into ice water, I went to the computer to look up the number for the burn doctor. I have since memorized it. I called the burn doctor, there was a recording, and I yelled out to Hans, since it was his body and I wanted his permission to do something with it, I said, may I give your information to the burn doctor? Hans is an organic farmer, but he's also highly intelligent. He's a scholar, and he is rational and logical. So, of course, you know his answer was, no, no, he refused to let me get help for him. But I said, why? He said, how much does it cost? I said, it's free. He said, what are they going to do to me? I said, I don't know. I heard it on the Jeff Rentz show. Let's please just give it a try. Begrudgingly, he allowed me to give the only three things that were required, his name, his place of birth, and his date of birth. And at that time, we hung up. It was a recording. In the back of my mind, this was my first call ever to the burn doctor. In the back of my mind, I thought, here I am out in the backwoods of the Hill Country in Texas. I've just reached a recording. You know, I'm willing to believe, but this is really anybody out there? That's what I honestly thought. Within a few minutes, the burn doctor called back, the burn doctor helper called back to validate all the information. And Hans, who had been screaming and his face twisted up, when the burn doctor said, at what level is the pain now? It had already gone down to 3. When I looked at his hand at that moment, those big puffy white blisters were starting to lay back into the contour of his hand. We hung up, started eating our Thanksgiving dinner. He was using his knife to cut his turkey. He was using his hand to cut the knife, to cut with the knife. He was using his hand to drink his water with. He was having no trouble. He was laughing and visiting and smiling and carrying on with the guests. And at no time was he favoring the hand in any way. At the end of the dinner, I said, how is your hand? And kind of startled, he said, oh, yeah. And he looked down. He said, it's fine. Does it hurt? No. It absolutely had no pain in it. When I took a look at that hand, Ken, those big white welts had completely gone back into the flat of his hand. instead of being white, there was pink blood flow color going through them, and the rest of his hand that had been like searingly red was all just kind of a faint pink. That night he went out and he did his regular chores, and the next day he went on about his business. When I talked to him just recently, I said, "Do you remember burning your hand on that skillet?" He said, "I sure do." And then he said, What did we do about that?" He knew something had happened. But to a logical, rational person trained in our educational system, it doesn't make any sense that what happened to him actually happened. However, I work with tissue all the time. I'm a body worker. I have my hands on all kinds of tissue that has been burned and that's in trauma. And I know what happened was the most amazing thing. And I got to see reverse engineered tissue healing basically right in front of my eyes.
Oh, wow. Carol, this is fabulous. I just want to thank you for taking time to give a call in about this. And it just helps to get someone's independent and observation and opinion, and just thank you so much. I was told we have another caller wanting to come on in. Is anything else quick, or is that about it for now?
Just absolutely very quick. It's one thing to watch it happen to someone else. When it happened to me, the head of a match flew off from the match head and glued itself because it was basically searing my flesh into my finger. Because I use my hands in my work, I argued with myself for a few minutes, and I said, "No, get healing. This is small, but it's going to be big to you when you can't really use your hand properly for 10 days as it heals." So I called a burn doctor. I had picked up the burn spot with my other finger and made a little white teepee on top of my nice pink finger. After I gave the information to the burn doctor, and by that time, I had that number memorized, which was 818-332-6445. So I have that number with me wherever I go now. And that flesh would have fallen off and become an open wound, and it would have taken a while to heal. But I watched it go back, take the contour of my finger, and within about an hour and a half time, I kept feeling around with the thumbnail of my other hand to try to find the pain. It was completely and totally healed, whereas before, the pain had been racing up my arm. I think maybe a nerve had also been burned in there. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Allison. I'll get off now.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Wow. And let's see, is there another caller waiting to come in?
Yes.
Hi, and what's your name?
Greg Trail.
Hello, Greg. Please, Allison and I are here very excited to all our listeners to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm probably your most frequent flyer. I recently called in a fourth time over a new pressure cooker I bought, but that was a minor compared to what happened in Thanksgiving of 2009. And let me tell my little story here. We were gathered, about 10 of my family members, and we were having like a buffet style Thanksgiving where you got up and kind of got your own food. And my mother had left the giblet gravy on the oven or on the top of the stove, and it was still with the fire burning underneath of it and bubbling. Boiling, and you know how we had paper plates, and you know I had got some mashed potatoes out and made a boat in the middle of it, and dished out a little bit too much of the gravy. And my mom always makes it extra special. She puts make sure she has the fats from the turkey in it, and it rolled out of off the top of the gravy, off the plate, onto my hand, and it was all I could do is hang on to the plate to set it down before the pain was so just off the charts. charts. I mean, it was an 8 or higher. And all of a sudden I said, I remembered I had heard Allison on the Coast to Coast AM just previously, because I always record it and I listen to those shows all the time. And she had said, write down this number. You never know when you need it, basically. And she repeated it several times, and I made a point to put it in my cell phone, and they said, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm calling the fire burn doctor. And no one had a clue what I was doing, and I said, just, I need to call the fire burn doctor, because the pain was so bad at that time, it was making me nauseous to my stomach. And so I called the number, and I gave all the pertinent information, you know, my name of birth, my date of birth, and where I was born. And then I explained what had happened, and within it wasn't that many minutes after I had hung up that I got a call back, and already it was like I was back to enjoying my Thanksgiving dinner. And I said, you know, how did you do that? You know, the pain level had already dropped down to maybe a 1 or a 2 at the most already. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was the pain had drop so rapidly.
Wow, Greg, that's amazing.
Well, you know, I have more stories. I mean, I don't know which one you want to hear next, but the one that amazed me the most, it wasn't, I had an old Zippo lighter, and I had filled it with lighter fluid, and I put so much lighter fluid in it that it was so saturated I couldn't get it to light. So I took it upon myself to take another lighter to light the lighter. And in the process, I not only lit the lighter, but I lit my left hand on fire. And I had so much lighter fluid on it, and I was too far away from the sink to immediately get over to the sink to put it out. And I couldn't, it was so much lighter fluid on my hand, I couldn't just beat it out, you know. And it just kept flaming. And by then the burn had set in. So once again, I called the fire burn doctor. And when as the lady before mentioned, the fire burn helper called me, and I said, you know, I don't understand this. Before I even completed telling my information, my pain level had already dropped down to like a level 2 or less. I mean, it was like that fast it had taken place. And he said it was because I had made the decision to make the connection had been made, that the healing process had begun. And, I mean, I didn't realize the impact I had on my family members at that time, even though I said everybody should program this number into their cell phone, because later on I found out that my nephew had programmed it into his phone, and his son had, I guess, evidently placed his hand upon a hot stovetop and burn his finger or his hand or something, and they were holding him under cold water, but during the process, they called the fire burn doctor. And, you know, it was like his next response was, Daddy, it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, and when a child says that, you know, child doesn't learn how to lie yet.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not going to lie about a pain like a burn. And then my mother, I found out through reading the testimonies, if anybody can go to the fireburndoctor.com page and read everyone's testimony, they're quite amazing. And I'm reading along, and I see they refer to, you know, they protect our identities. And that's one thing I want to say. They're very passionate about their privacy, about the people that call in. They just don't give your name and address and phone number out to the public. And they referred to me as the Trailblazer because my last name is Trail, and they said, Trailblazer's mother. I believe it was cited. And my mother had evidently lifted the lid off of a pot roast that had been in the oven at 375 degrees and burned her hand. And my mother now is 80 years old, and I'll tell you what, she does not conform to anything. If it's not true, she won't say it's true just to pacify anyone. And she says, it works. that's all. She basically says it works.
Wow.
So
that's just wonderful. Greg, I want to thank you for sharing your personal story and some family members. I'm told there's another caller, a woman, Rose, waiting to come on board and share a little bit more. So, Greg, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
It was my pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. God bless. And now, with, I understand, is it Rose, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, well, welcome. Allison and I are certainly excited to hear what you have to share about Fireburn Doctor.
Well, I heard about them on Coast to Coast one night when Allison was on, I guess 2009. And my experience is when my grandson was 2 months old, I heated up water in the microwave, and I let it, you know, run for like 5 minutes or something. And instead of taking the container of water out and dropping the baby bottle in it, I dropped the baby bottle in it while it was still in the microwave, and the hot water exploded all over my hand and wrist. And immediately, I mean, the pain, you know, the panic, the whole nine yards started kicking in. And I had Fireburn Doctor, Fireburn Doctor in my phone, cell phone on the speed dial. And I had my daughter call, and I gave them the information. And within 20 minutes, the pain was entirely gone. And it did not return when I took a hot bath or ran my hands under warm water, like so many burns do. And within a week, within 20 minutes, the redness had started to go away. Mm. And within a week, it looked like I had a sunburn on my wrist that was peeling. And today, you can't tell which arm had the burn on it. A month after it occurred, you couldn't tell what arm had the burn on it, what wrist had the burn on it. Even my dermatologist was amazed. So I'm completely convinced. And also my grandson, who's now 2.5, about a year ago, we were giving him some oatmeal, and we didn't realize how hot it was, and some spilled on his leg, and of course he started screaming. And what we called fiberanddoctor.com, or Fiberin Doctor, and within 5 minutes after the call, he stopped screaming, and you'd never know anything happened. The red mark on his leg went away, and, you know, he was fine. So it's honest to God real. It works.
Thank you, Rose. This is just fabulous. I mean, we just kind of sit here, and I don't know how many other folks are kind of going, well, I hear this stuff, and geez, it's kind of like takes a little while to begin to wrap our mind around something, and then we begin to learn, oh, my gosh, we weren't taught about some of the natural healing ability of the body, and here's someone that is not doing a miracle, but is actually accessing a natural phenomenon that's available to all of us, and of course, it's just not been known, not been available in the general public, and you and Allison and Greg and just so many others are beginning to help us to learn about this. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Rose, God bless you. And now, Allison, as we're here kind of getting ready to wrap things up, I feel like we're just getting started.
Oh, we could talk for hours. I could talk for hours about this. I've had the privilege of speaking with hundreds of burn cases, and every time they tell me what happened, you know, when in the first day or so, they are shocked out of their pants, no matter what they used to believe, or even if, you know, they thought, you know, believed in energy systems, whatever. To hear their voices, it's just, it's delightful. It's this innocence upsurges, and they recognize something truly, and it is miraculous. It's not misplaced to use that word. It is miraculous. Once upon a time, this would have been called miracles. And it is miracles by modern day standards. No question about it. And it's no trickery, no placebo, no belief system they're operating on. It's plain and simple, provokes the body to fix itself. But this is being done from a distance. You're on the other side of the world from the book, from the burn doctor, yet it's as though he's in the same room. It makes no difference. But, yes, I'm just saying, you know, please stick that number on your phone. Test it. It's 818-332-6445. Stick it to your refrigerator. Stick it to your kids' backpack so they've got it in there at school. Just stick it everywhere. You can reach quickly in a panic. Don't be
that. Yeah. My gosh, I'm thinking we should get some pictures, because there's got to be a few people out there that have been doing some body art, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more than one or two tattoos out there with this number on it.
Well, anyone can call in any thermal accident. It needs to be a thermal accident, because everyone knows how burns behave. But, you know, we're not saying to anybody deliberately injure your bodies, but, you know, there are so many thousands of accidents worldwide. We're not short of clients. And we're not short of burn accidents, and it's there's a scourge out there that the medical can do very little about, and we can delete their pain in minutes and their skin restoring in hours. They can just watch it. Some of these burns have gone all together hours.
Oh, gosh. Allison, I will probably do some follow-up with you, because we've blazed through our time and just have to wrap up for now. But God bless you. Thank you so much. To you, Allison, and Dr. Watson, and all the others involved, just my blessings and my gratitude. And to my beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in each week. And to all, God bless, and goodbye for now.
God bless, and goodbye too.